Well, hey there, guys. My name is Marco.
And I am Angel Renee.
And we are Miami Swings, the podcast. And before we start, let's just have a little disclaimer.
Yes, if you're under the age of 18, please turn this podcast off. It's not for you.
Yeah, this particular podcast is definitely going to be 18 and over. We just went to Secrets, the lifestyle nudist resort in Kissimmee, Florida. And we are going to allow you to see some of the things that we got up to.
Yeah, we had so much fun. So take a look and enjoy.
Yeah, so you're going to see a series of transitions of small 10-second and 30-second videos of the things that we got up to, so we hope you enjoy it. It's a little chaotic, but the great thing is you see an awful lot of nakedness and you hear a lot of debauchery.
Yeah, and if you've been considering going to a resort like this, but you're not sure what it's all about, I'm pretty sure you're going to get a very good glimpse into 24 hours of what it's really like.
Yeah, this was a 24-hour glimpse of Secrets Resort at its extreme.
Good morning. Happy weekend. I'm going to a very super naughty retreat weekend. So excited. And I can't wait. I have a lot of little sexy outfits. Take pictures in for you in between the pool party and the dungeon room and the playroom, the best room of them all. I'm gonna wear a little red sheer robe. I'm gonna get my pussy licked all night long. See you later. Tell y'all about it. Good morning. Did you wake up nice and hard for me? Just like I'm a kid.
Hi guys, I'm Angel Renee, and this is
Marco, and welcome to Miami Swings, the podcast. Yes, if you're under the age of 18, please turn off this podcast because we are definitely going to be speaking about some adult content. Is that right?
Yep, turn it off. This is for 18 and over. And
so
we are hoping to entertain you, aren't we, Marco?
We hope that we do entertain you. And we just did a podcast about Secrets Resort here in Kissimmee, Florida. We happen to be back in Kissimmee, Florida this week and wanted to fill you in on the fun we've been having this morning and the fun we're about to have this afternoon and this evening.
So before I forget, they just had a huge foam party down there in the pool. They shoot out all the foam. It's very, very cool. But we're on our way to a room crawl.
So we got to the resort this morning, and we were invited by a group of about 100 swingers and lifestyle friends. Incredible friends of ours from Fort Lauderdale, and we thank them very much for allowing us to participate. Thank you so much. And so we got here, and when we got here, the very first thing that we saw down by the pool, why don't we just talk about that for about 10 seconds.
So how fun is this, you guys? How many places can you do this? You can do this at Secrets Resort, apparently, although we've seen similar. But there was a threesome. There was a man and two women, and they were literally
in the public, by the pool.
Right, right there on the pool deck, in totally enjoying themselves and eating pizza while fucking.
So I've got to tell you this,
wiping,
my friends around the world, if you want to join the lifestyle, this is so much fun. The wife was opened the pizza box. The husband found a girl next to them that was a willing participant. Started fingering that woman by the side of them.
Giving her pleasure with his fingers.
The wife, whilst opening the pizza box and taking a slice of pizza, started kissing the girl whilst the husband was fingering her. Then they enjoyed the pizza whilst doing a double fingering job. Then he got down and licked. He got down and licked both pussies whilst both women were eating pizza by the pool. It was probably the craziest thing I have seen at a lifestyle resort so far.
Listen, if any of you three people happen to see this video, can you please send us a little message? Because good job.
That was amazing. And Renee, thank you very much for allowing us to do this weekend at such short notice.
Yes.
I can't believe how beautiful you look this weekend.
You
really are the most stunning woman
honey.
I've seen so far.
And that's so sweet of you to say. I met you. Every man here is saying that about his partner.
So what are we about to do right now?
Oh my god, Casey, because you got this dear baby doll, we are going on a room crawl where we get to mingle and do a shot.
Just a caveat, about 2 years ago, we did this very same room crawl with this very same crowd of about 100 to 150 young lifestylers. We're probably the oldest people there. They're mostly under the age of 35, 30. And I can't take my alcohol. It took me about 3 days to get over this, and I don't remember anything past 5 o'clock. We're now at about, what's the time today?
We're at three o'clock.
We have 100 swingers or 120, 30 something swingers about to do room crawls with us. We're going to go to about 20 rooms. In each room, we get a little shot and we get to hang out with some really beautiful people. And fingers crossed, I am a good boy and Renee is still talking to me the next time we turn this video on.
It's going to be fine, guys. I've got things.
What do you have to say?
You want to see me do some really naughty stuff tonight, and you don't want to miss it. So, okay. So, we hope that you enjoy some of these little clips that we're going to be playing for you, right? Because we have lots of fun little things.
You better tell them, not me.
Yeah. Okay, guys. See you in a sec.
See you in a sec.
How much fun are we going to have tonight, baby?
Oh, we're going to have so much fun at this naughty resort.
Who's going to have so
much? You're going to have a lot of fun, baby.
You're going to pick somebody good for me?
Oh, you're going to have so much fun with a guy that I picked for you. He is going to rock your world.
Oh, my. Your nipples are.
You're such a good girl.
Are you having a good time, baby?
I'm having so much fun. I can't believe that some hot guy just hit up on you down by the pool.
Yeah, he was too busy to even notice it.
I was too busy and he definitely wanted to...
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to play with him?
Yeah. Let's go back down there. Thanks, Leslie. No taping allowed, but at least you can see my little room. What I have going on in the background. So far, what do you rate today, baby doll?
What's that, my darling?
So far, how do you rate your day?
I rate today out of 10.
Don't give away details.
I rate today out of 10. How do you rate today? How many guys have you played with today?
And the night is about... He just wants to
kiss himself. I just can't help it. Can't help you, baby.
So we had so much fun during the day. So much fun.
Oh, a lot of heat, a little bit of alcohol. So, you know, it wasn't too inebriated. Really kept it... slow and easy.
He's looking at me.
Yeah, which is hard for me to do.
No, we had so much fun, you guys. But this is now us getting ready to go to the dungeon.
BDSM dungeon room.
Is one of my new favorite rooms, believe it or not. This is a new thing for me in the last year. So, if you've been considering doing it, you'll get to hear a little bit about what it's like.
It was a lot of fun. It was anonymous. Angel Renee was blindfolded for pretty much 95% of the experience, and I got to be the master. It was definitely something to remember. You're going to see us getting ready, some of the outfits, and talk about some of that little event, and then we go off to something else afterwards. So just enjoy the... That is such a beautiful penis next to you, honey.
Oh, I know.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to use it for whatever I want. I'm going to get a bunch of the real stuff tonight. Angel Renee and Marco.
Hi guys.
We are at Secrets and we have had freaking amazing.
We have had such an amazing time at Secrets Resort and Spa.
It's a secret right now, but if you watch our podcast, Miami Swings, we will be talking about this weekend for a long time.
We might have had a sixum right in this
room.
Oh my
God, you don't give it away. We did, but don't give it away. And wait till we tell you what we're doing in a little bit. I'll see you later. Anyway, if you're here, please say hi, okay? We'd love to meet, and that is the sound of pleasure about to start all over again right there.
Have a fabulous weekend, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Sexy motherfucker.
Yes, darling.
Why did you let that guy lick my pussy and finger me, but he wouldn't let me lick his face? Why did you keep pulling my hair back?
That I wouldn't let you up.
Look at his face and watch him while he licked me. I bet I know you're even top, but I want to hear it. I want to actually hear the real.
Because I wanted you to anonymously fuck that guy. It had nothing to do with the guy, it had to do with you. It had to do with you accepting someone's tongue and their fingers and their cock without you knowing what they looked like, who they were. It was totally me controlling the environment that you were getting pleasure in. And you did what I knew you would do, you lay back. And on this particular podcast, you're obviously seeing Angel Renee in a different format. Normally we're in pretty much sexy or business attire. And in this video, because it's raw and real and live, you've seen, mostly, especially those of you that are watching the YouTube channel, Angel Renee is pretty much in skimpy little lingerie and bikinis throughout the entire video so far. So you're seeing her raw, real, and almost uncovered, which is not normally how we do these shows. But we wanted to give you an example of what a swinging, sex-positive, open relationship lifestyle weekend was like. And you're really getting it true and raw. How do you feel about being so naked on camera for this particular podcast?
Well, I don't actually mind being naked on film. However, this is on, you know, YouTube.
It's a YouTube.
So this is a little uncomfortable with it.
So a lot of you guys listening on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or iTunes, please like us, subscribe to us, and then go to YouTube and check this video out. You'll absolutely be amazed at what you see. So what do we do next?
And by the way, you guys, we've climbed so much just this week. So if you are watching us on Miami Swings Podcast on YouTube, don't forget to click the subscribe button. You have no idea what it means to us. It means everything to us.
Yeah, almost up to 1,000 subscribers this week, so we need a few more subscribers.
We're just pounding that pavement for this.
Yeah. Anyway, so 80s party, that goes next. And you're in a skimpy little bright pink shiny bikini that just about covers your nipples and your vagina. And I can't believe that you went out in that. And it was so super sexy.
Real quick, our fabulous friends invited us to this particular weekend. And they did a little 80s theme. And we absolutely loved it. We did a room
crawl. It was a room crawl, right? 150 people going from room to room at Secrets Resort. With a different drink in every room.
And truly just very, very nice people. A pleasure. I can't even say enough. A pleasure meeting all of them.
And we want to thank them. They actually gave us a free room that night because they wanted us to join their party. And I do need to apologize.
I was looking for the hidden camera.
I want to apologize to anybody because when you do a room crawl, it's an awful lot of alcohol in an awful lot of rooms at the end of a hot summer's day.
Yeah.
Trick is don't drink it. Obviously, never take my own advice, and I drank all of it. And I lost my mind at about 1 o'clock in the morning, but that's another story. So let's just watch these. Please remember, Angel Renee is pretty much naked throughout the rest of the video. So 18 and up only, please. Probably 21 and over.
No, I'm not actually naked.
Come on, let's do it.
I covered my
bits. Let's go and show these guys.
All my bits. You know where to go. That's my version of a wink. What are you handing me, baby?
Condom, honey.
Get to give this to any boy that I want?
Any boy that you want. Anyone that you want to fuck you.
It's hot, baby. Yeah.
can't wait to tell you about all the really sexy, hot adventures I'm having. Have to chat with me.
Can we do a whole podcast on what I just did, baby doll?
You want to do a whole podcast and you just being in a naughty playroom and two gals rubbing their hot wands all over your body?
So listen to this.
Because that just happened.
What happened? We went to the dungeon. They handcuffed me to the chain and a lot of naughty stuff happened. So you gotta listen to Miami Swings podcast.
I think she might have got fingered by a few people.
This is for Facebook, baby.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Angel Renee and this is Marco.
My name's Marco.
Miami Swings.
Miami Swings.
Podcast.com.
So this is take two. I would like everyone to know that Marco Bentley is the best lover I've ever had.
Well, thank you, darling. Actually, so I just asked Angel Renee if I could have some coconut oil to rub up and down my cock because I had three women suck my cock today and it kind of took a toll.
True story,
people.
True story.
It's a true story, what can I say?
And I got handcuffed to a big, thick, really freaking cold chain wall. Oh my god, there's so much to tell you. It was so sexy. I had my eye mask on and earphones on. I couldn't see or hear anything. My legs were spread apart. It was so sexy. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
A very big thank you to say later to our friends that were so generous and thoughtful. And I can't wait to go down and see them, so take it off, baby. Woo-hoo.
Time to potty.
Oh, yeah. Love you.
Series of little videos Now, the next one, or we're going to talk about what happened next, and you're going to see a series of photographs and videos of us coming to the end of our little experience. It was probably the naughtiest weekend that we've ever had. We had a six-some. We had three couples in the room, all playing. One can't call it a full orgy, but it pretty much was right in there.
No, it pretty sure.
So that was a really cool experience for us. It was the first time we had a six-some, and that was definitely one of our favorite moments. We have a lot of stories to tell about that. But when we went to the BDSM dungeon. Afterwards, we came home, we changed, had a drink, took a break, went back to the playroom, and we went into the playroom, and Angel Renee wore a blindfold as we went in, and I led her to a private room, laid her on a bed, and I started to, she had a sheer robe on, which was very, very sexy. I started to caress her body, and an incredibly handsome man walked up and started peering in the door, and he had his wife just behind him, not so forward, a little shy. So I beckoned the man in because I thought he was a good match, and I asked the man to start pleasuring Renee, and Renee can tell you what happened from there. She was blindfolded. Never saw the guy, never knew his name or who he was. She completely let me take control.
Yes, well, that was the plan. So I have a fluffy little eye mask that I do like to wear in the playroom because there's a lot going on in there, and sometimes it can be overwhelming for me personally. Plus, I like the mystery of it, and let's be honest, I think you like the control of it.
So love the control.
We have a very interesting dynamic, but it works for us for sure. So yeah, I wore my sheer robe, my fluffy mask. We went down to the playroom and I laid on a bed and I was touching myself and you were kissing me and caressing me and I heard you find someone and you invited him in. And we were there for quite a while, actually.
What was that moment like when you heard me ask someone to come in and you felt the warm breath between your legs?
It was nice.
That very moment, was you scared? Was you, did you have an anticipation?
No, I was ready for it.
You was ready for it.
I was ready for it.
Okay, is there any more that you want to talk about in regards to that particular experience?
I don't know, it was really good. I like the anonymity of it. That's a big word for me. But I do like I like it.
Yeah, so halfway through this particular experience, I did ask the wife to come in the room. She sat down on the bed next to us, just watching.
Oh, she did?
Her husband, enjoy Renee. And I asked her to come over and join us, but she was a little scared and didn't.
She's nervous. That's okay.
She didn't come and join us. And I was like totally okay with that. Yeah, I carried on kissing and touching and making sure that you were okay.
What was she doing?
She just sat there and watched.
Did she look happy?
I think her look was
maybe nervous.
Like non-engaging. Like, don't engage me.
Okay, so maybe she wanted to watch, but she's never done it before, and she was nervous. This is very possible.
So at that moment, when that ended, Angel Renee had enough. She had already had enough pleasure. She was literally
like
10 plus of pleasure. So she said, okay, I'm done. We need to leave. We thanked the guy for his experience, and we left. And then when we walked out of this playroom, I swear, the 11 liters of alcohol that hit me, that I had that day, hit me all in one go. And from that moment on, I don't actually remember anything except for waking up in the morning feeling a little sorry for myself.
Aww.
And I know it was a long night for Angel Renee after that. So just a word to the warning, when you're going to these events, you're out in the sun, there's a lot of alcohol, most of it's free. People just pile it onto you because they want you to have a good time. You really got to take stock of what you do and how much you drink and make sure you drink lots of water in between. And I didn't in that particular example, and I definitely paid the price.
Yeah, for sure, you did. So I also would like to say before I forget that we met several couples that knew us from social media. So we have an account on Instagram. It's Miami Swings Podcast. Please friend us. Please follow us. We do post. I post almost every day.
Where else can I find this?
Yeah, and I just want to say that the people that did come up to us and say hello, like down by the pool and in the little corridor, saying, hey, we know you guys from social media. Thank you so much for that. I love putting a face with...
We're actually super approachable, so if you see us at an event or in a bar, come up and say hi, because we're open to people meeting us.
Yeah, and you know, if you tried and it was too busy and you didn't get a chance, please try again, because we're human. We all have stuff going on. So yeah, for sure. And then we are on Facebook. We are Marco N. Renee.
Or we're Miami Swings.
Or Miami Swings Podcast.
Yeah.
Either one. And
SDC, we're Miami Swings. And on SDC, our personal profile is Marco Renee, MarcoRanee. Or you can obviously find us on our OnlyFans pages. Mine is free. Angel Renee's is a paid subscription, but totally worth it. If you want to see us perform some porn, that's where you go to see it. Now, just so everybody knows, we have some incredible shows coming up. We did Candy Secrets. Oh. We did Candy Vegas just recently, which was an amazing event that we supported in Las Vegas. We also have an interview coming up with the Hot Wife Hunter, who is going around all of the states having great...
Very professional.
Very professional guy, having great sexual experiences with some of the hottest wives in America. We actually had him come to our house studio, and we did an incredible interview with him.
And we need to give him a big thank you for putting up with us, because we were
It was a 3-hour interview. It was meant to be interviewing him, but we kind of interviewed ourselves.
The whole thing, but you know what?
It was incredible.
Really nice. So. Was extremely professional.
Yes. I think we have 101 for Hot Wifing about to come out. We did an SDC live event where people got to go on SDC and ask us questions. We had about 180 people around the world that were interested in Hot Wifing ask us those questions. So that was super interesting. And we're also being featured at Naughty in New Orleans as public speakers for the Hot Wifing lifestyle. So we have a lot coming up.
Guess what? You know what we need to do?
What do we need to do?
I think we need to practice more Hot Wifing.
I think we need to have a good foursome before we get to Naughty in New Orleans.
I think we need to practice more Hot Wifing.
I think we need to have a foursome. So who wins? Me or you?
I want to vote.
Do we have a foursome in the next 30 days, or do we do another Hot Wiping experience?
You know,
up to you guys.
Everyone's going
to
say both.
That's so funny.
No, but I can see. Okay.
Okay, so
we could chat forever. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Us Best Secrets.
And we apologize again for it being a little chaotic on the transitions, but we wanted to show you exactly what a lifestyle experience was like in 24 hours at a swinger resort here in Florida. And I hope what you saw was a little glimpse of what really goes on. Again, nobody else is in the video except for ourselves for privacy reasons, but I hope you get to see and hear in the background really what's happening, and come back and see our show again soon.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
South Beach self-tan, it's not just a tan, it's a lifestyle, free of dyes, full of shimmer. Use promo code MIAMISWINGS for 20% off your entire order. SouthBeachSelfTan.com